new proposal making its way through the state capitol would make it a felony to assault Wisconsin nurses while they're on duty. Under current law, it's a misdemeanor. According to data from the American Nurses Association, one in four nurses reports being assaulted on the job, and 13% of missed work days are attributed to workplace violence. Our next guest joins us to talk about the proposed legislation and why she and her organization are advocating for the change. Gina Denick-Champion is the executive director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She joins me here in studio. Gina, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you very much, Judith.
Before we get into the legislation itself, let's talk about this issue facing nurses. What types of workplace violence do nurses experience?
The whole realm. It can be up to physical assaults, verbal, sexual. It can come from the patient themselves, a visitor, or family members. We've seen it increase over the years. We've conducted two surveys, one in 2012 and one in 2017, and we continue to see the escalation of those sorts of incidents happening, not just in our acute care, but wherever nurses work.
So it's not just maybe in an emergency room setting, for instance. It can be even in a nursing home or other places.
Correct. So in 1995, there was a statute created that provided this class H felony to nurses working in the emergency room and other emergency room staff. That's sort of where you were finding those incidences. But now in 2019, you're seeing it on the unit, in the person's home, on the street, when a nurse is trying to, the hospice nurse is getting assaulted because they think she's bringing drugs into the home, all sorts of nursing, for sure the nursing homes, assisted living.
Do you have a sense of why it's increasing in frequency and where that violence is happening?
We do think that people are maybe more anxious. Could be not sure lack of communication among family members. Certainly in some of our ERs and beyond could be gang violence related. People just maybe feeling out of control and anxious.
What are you hearing from the nurses who your organization represents about feeling safe or unsafe in their workplaces?
Well, based on some of the survey data that we have, they were pretty descriptive about what's happened to them, just in terms of the physical violence, being headbutted, punched in the face, thrown across a room, hit with some of the equipment in the room, being pushed up against the wall, slammed against the wall. Those are just some of the trying to actually strangulate the nurse, either with their stethoscope or the IV tubing. So those are some of the physical, the verbal, just very demeaning kinds of things, threatening to kill the person, threatening to kill their unborn child, and the sexual, it's the sexual.
And nursing is a profession that often suffers from shortages. It's not easy work physically, I'm sure emotionally as well. This can't help. Are you hearing from nurses that they are considering or actually leaving the profession because of this?
We just had the 2018 report of the nursing workforce. And within the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to lose quite a few. I don't have the percentage with me, but it's rather striking and rather alarming. Nurses give reasons for why they're leaving, but we never asked the question on the survey, was it because of? But some were just saying they're just disappointed with their work situation.
We are talking right now with Gina Denick-Champion. She's executive director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association, and we're talking about proposed legislation that would make it a felony to assault a nurse while on the job. And as we mentioned in the introduction, Gina, the American Nurses Association says that nationwide, one in four nurses reports some level of assault on the job. And also going along with that is that only between 20 and 60% of incidents are ultimately reported. Why do you think that's the case?
When we asked that question about did you report, and the nurses responded, no, they did not. Some gave the reason that they didn't think anything would come of it. Others talked about too embarrassed. Others talked about it was maybe the type of patient that they were caring for, that they were being an advocate for their patient mm-hmm. before taking themselves and taking them the safety of themselves. And those would be the kind of patients that have your dementia or are developmental disabilities, are mentally ill, where they may not know that they have those issues, but after they get to know them being harmed, they may report it, but not to the police. They're going to report it to the next shift so that the next shift knows about how to best approach that individual.
So keeping it internal within, say, the nursing team.
Yes. Yeah.
So those statistics of 1 in 4 nurses being assaulted at some point, low levels of reporting. Do we know if those are similar rates here in Wisconsin?
Looking at our survey data, it is. It is. And what we were really distressed about is nurses thinking that this was just part of their job. And it's very important that they report. Again, just to help the next shift, or if there really is an incident that needs to be addressed. Because, you know, if there's a family member or a visitor that is threatening you or causing physical harm, I'm sure the pattern won't stop. Yeah. So it's important that they report.
Let's talk about this legislation itself. If passed, this would make assaulting a nurse while they're on duty a felony. If convicted, a person could face up to 6 years in prison and a fine of about $10,000. Do you think that is an appropriate level of punishment?
When we looked at that, was the punishment that takes place in the emergency room. So all we saw that it was trying to leveling the playing field or bringing that standard across wherever nurses work. We also find that other Class H felonies, that same sort of penalty, it involves police officers, firefighters, wardens, those sorts of individuals.
So that's holding people accountable if they do commit that violence. But do you see that as being an effective deterrent? Because I'm guessing a lot of people, first of all, won't know that. And in those moments, whether that would even play in or not is a question.
We see this as maybe just one tool. We do, you know, I think nurses appreciate and trying to, and I know that different organizations are really trying to, how do I best protect myself when an individual is misbehaving or being very inappropriate. And it will empower the nurse knowing that I can do something about this. I'm harmed, but, you know, this could stop this individual from harming another nurse.
Some mental health advocacy groups have raised concerns over the proposal, namely that people experiencing some sort of mental health crisis, maybe a developmental disability or Alzheimer's, could accidentally hurt a nurse without meaning to and then get charged for a crime. But you have a response for that.
We do. And the way the statute is written is we talk about intent. So when we say intent, the intent number one is that I want to cause physical harm. It's not that I'm scared and I want to protect myself because you're coming at me. It's about the intent of wanting to cause harm. And secondly, that they know it's a nurse. And when you think about those other individuals where some of those crisis situations may happen, they may not know it's a nurse. They don't know who it is, but they're just feeling very threatened. So I can't see us, because we're advocates first, because we don't report mm-hmm. those instances, that we're going to do what the best we can and advocate.
This legislation has backing from some lawmakers, but it hasn't yet made it to the Assembly or the Senate. What would you like to see happen as the proposal makes its way through the legislature?
Well, first of all, we want to see it get out of committee as soon as possible. We're kind of hearing that there's some limited floor periods. We're really hoping that this can get past this biennium. Be a great holiday gift for nurses if it was before then. But the other piece is the other healthcare providers are also wanting to be included in this legislation. And that's been brought forth as an amendment. And we have no problem with that.
Well, Gina, thank you so much for explaining the issue, and we will certainly be following it.
Thank you, Judith.
Gina Denick-Champion is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. She joined us today to talk about a new proposed bill that would make assaulting a nurse a felony in Wisconsin.